We are joined by Roger Hannigan Gilson, the Times Union writer who writes mostly or all about the Hudson Valley, I guess, right?
Yeah, exclusively Hudson Valley, 90% of which is, you know, Twin Counties, Columbia Green.
And what did you do before the Times Union? What is your journalism background, I guess?
Oh, journalism background. Okay, well, I went to SUNY New Paltz, graduated their journalism program, interned at the Legislative Gazette, where, like, you know, Alan Chartok was kind of, you know, not involved in the daily operations, but, you know, you saw him and stuff, and, you know, quite the character. And then freelanced, I worked for the Hudson Register Star for about 2.5 years. Quit that job to start a news blog, The Other Hudson Valley, which I did for 4 years. You know, it was good. People read it. I did some good stuff. Never became, like, economically sustainable. Yeah, freelanced for a bunch of publications for a year, and then started at the Times Union a bit more than 2 years ago.
And that was right about when they started a major focus on the Hudson Valley, or was it before that?
Yeah, I was kind of like part of that. I was, like, me and another person were like the first hires as to the expansion in the Hudson Valley. And now, you know, we've got six people, like, full-time covering that area.
And, usually this area, we're used to contractions and less journalism. At least the last decade or two, more publications have gone away. But the Times Union coming into the Hudson Valley has actually increased things, and Porcupine Soup starting. There's actually a little bit more journalism in this desert of journalism.
Exactly. That was the term I was going to use. And it's, like, fantastic. And I really like Porcupine Soup. Like, you know, it's a great publication. Why did we do it, and, like, why is it a good thing? Like, you know, that's kind of like, I'm a reporter. I don't know, like, the business intents of the Hearst company, but, you know, all the reporters that are in the Hudson Valley team and why, like, we do what we're doing is that, yeah, it was a news desert.
I started coming up here, you go to town meetings and there would be a reporter or two, and now you go to town meetings and there's often not a reporter or two.
No, I was talking to someone, they were like a town councilman, I think it was Armenia in Northern Dutchess County, and they were like, you know, like 20 years ago, like, we'd have school board meetings, there'd be a press table, there'd be like 7-8 outlets there. We haven't had a reporter here in a couple years at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's crazy.
So there was a news desert, and I'm not saying there's not, like, legitimate publications in Columbia County. You know, Gossips of Rivertown, like, I read all the time. The Columbia paper is quite good. But, you know, I honestly think there needs to be, like, at least 3 strong outlets covering, like, everything for there to be transparency. And, you know, this certainly isn't that. And but with, like, the Times Union expansion, and, you know, like, Porcupine Soup coming up, you know, is more in that direction.
All right. We're speaking with Roger Hannigan Gilson from the Times Union. What stories have you been working on this week?
Well, many a story, but the two, you know.
Well, you've got one big horrible story that is a recurring big horrible story locally.
So on Tuesday, a 16-year-old teenager, like, you know, a kid, a boy from Brooklyn, was with a group of friends, also mostly teenagers. They went up to Fawn's Leap, which is, you know, like an unsanctioned but not, like, fenced off or anything swimming hole in the Catterskill Creek in between Hunter and Catskill. They were swimming. Two of the teens jumped off a cliff, which, you know, is like 30 feet above the water, hit the water, like, near the waterfall, because the waterfall spills into the swimming hole, and essentially just got sucked under. A third person who was not part of the Brooklyn party, there was, like, another group at the swimming hole, saved one of them, like, swam in, like, dragged them out, saved their life. The second person drowned, though, the 16-year-old from Brooklyn, yeah.
And that was the first time since 2019 that someone died there?
Yeah, in 2019, a West Point cadet died there, I believe. They there's like various ways people get injured there, but he was like hanging off one of the cliff faces. I don't know why. I mean, he intended to, but he like the rock crumbled and he fell and passed away. And then like there's just been this cluster of incidents at Fawn's Leap in the last 2 weeks. I don't have a huge amount of information on the one of them, but there needed to be a rope rescue because like Fawn's Leap is it's like a waterfall spilling into like a deep pool, and then the pool is ringed by cliffs. So this guy like got injured most likely from a fall. And to get him to an ambulance, they needed to, like, rappel down one of the cliff faces and then, like, get him back up to the ambulance. And, you know, he survived. Yeah, yeah. The second incident, which is just crazy, 16 people had to be saved. It took more than 3 hours, 6 or 7 first responder agencies. Essentially what happened is they were on the far side of Catterskill Creek, the near side having Route 23A, where, you know, like, they parked or walked down from. The Catterskill Creek rose rapidly, and then a group of people at Fawn's Leap, and then a group of people at another swimming hole, like, a quarter mile away, got trapped between, like, the fast-flowing rising water and the cliff faces. So they all had to be rescued. They were all fine, but it was this like massive rescue operation. They needed to shut down 23A, which is like an important thoroughfare, for hours to do it. They just shut down the road again when the poor teen died. Yeah.
And the 16 people incident was basically it was a afternoon storm that was very, very heavy, and sort of flash flood came and.
Yeah, it's a little weird because, like, you know, like, I heard this when I talked to the sheriff's deputies and stuff, and then I was checking out some basic weather information because I'm a weather nerd. Eventually talked to a hydrologist at the National Weather Service in Albany who was, like, well aware of this and had already been researching it because she's like, oh, I guess there was a rain burst somewhere. And, you know, she had been going over the radar, historical radar images all morning. And she was like, there wasn't, like, that heavy a rainfall upstream. She said, like, between 1 and 2 inches of rain fell that day in the watershed upstream. But that's probably, like, more than actually fell because there was hail and that, like, messes with the radar amounts. So there wasn't, like, an epic amount of rain. There was just enough to push the Catterskill Creek, like, up enough, and it was already swollen. Like, it was already swollen because of former rains, like, just enough that it became, like, way hazardous to cross.
It wasn't another of these beaver dams breaking? We've had an outbreak of those recently here.
Yeah, that's, like, a weird cluster of problems. Like, what do you do about that? It's only two,
but...
like, find the beavers, you know?
Well, the other big story today is in Hudson.
It's interesting. The Hudson Central School District has a new superintendent, Dr. Juliet Pennyman. She just signed a 3-year contract with the school. You know, she seems to have good credentials. She's been, I have not met her, but she's, you know, has a good resume. She was up in Rochester, New York. She had positions more locally. She's, you know, been like a school administrator for a long time. She is replacing Lisa Marie Spindler, who is here, I believe, for only 1 year, and had kind of like a controversial tenure there.
There were some videos with school fights, student fights going on.
Yeah,
circulating.
There was, I was able to acquire 10 or 11 of these videos, all of which one happened at the junior high school and the one was at the senior high school. And they were of, like, violent fights. Like, no one was, like, terribly injured, but just, like, these kids, like, trying to hurt each other as much as possible. And also just, you know, you see it, like, teachers around and, you know, I mean, they didn't sign up for this to, like, break up fights, but, you know, they're just, like, at a loss. Like, what am I supposed to do? They're trying to kill each other, and I'm, like, a 25-year-old, like, you know, small... Anyway, so these videos came out. We did not publish the actual videos because they involved minors, but we saw them. The Register Star also acquired the videos. And, you know, there is this uproar, as there is, because of just, like, all these violent incidents. And most of the parents of Hudson's students were not happy with the way she dealt with it.
And part of it was probably she was replacing a very, very long time beloved supervisor.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always difficult to be the first person after the long time beloved supervisor, right?
Yeah, to fill those shoes. Marie Stuttmeyer, like, she was there for a long time. And she was, like, I would use the term, like, beloved superintendent. And, you know, I feel that's high praise for a superintendent because, like, I don't know. I don't. It seems like something most people feel neutral about. Like, yeah, the superintendent.
Or they're
really
upset because of something at their school,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's hard to get good marks, I guess.
So what are you off to next? What is coming up for you?
What is coming up for me? Couple things. I'm actually pursuing this really interesting long-term project. It's not going to come to fruition for a few weeks. But it hasn't been written about, and it's massively important. Bit wonkish, but essentially, the New York City reservoir system, which supplies 9 million people with water, all of New York City, essentially a million people in the Hudson Valley, is undergoing the largest construction project in its entire history. It is a project that took 21 years of planning. And essentially what they have to do is they have to shut off the aqueduct that supplies 60% of New York City with its drinking water for 8 months.
For 8 months? What is New York City going to do?
Well, they've planned for this, thankfully. It's like the reservoir system, it's like an architectural marvel, and I can't believe that, you know, they started constructing it like more than 100 years ago when they didn't have modern technology. You know, it's crazy. But essentially what they have to do is use other reservoirs in the system. And there's years of, like, you know, shifting how much which reservoir has so much water beforehand. So they allow certain reservoirs to overfill. So they have water to replace the water that would normally be coming through this aqueduct that they're going to have to repair. Because there's giant leaks in it, and there have been since the early 90s.
So how is it going to affect up here? Because the water comes from up here, right?
It does.
Western Greene County, there were all those signs a couple years ago, they keep our hands off our water or something. I don't remember what the signs were about.
Well, that's just like a a long-running issue with, like, certain people on the mountaintop, or a lot of people on the mountaintop. You know, it's
they don't like New York City, and they don't like New York City taking their water.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's...
Or buying their land to protect their water.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, primordial, like, clash, you know, in that it is about the ownership and control of land, and, like, that's something people have always fought over, but it's, you know, local Catskill elected leaders versus the Department of Environmental Protection, which is the New York City agency that owns, like, hundreds of square miles of the Catskills.
I guess the big question is, are the bagels going to taste different?
That's actually an excellent question, because they actually might.
Right, because the water supposedly is why New York City bagels taste the way
they...
Yeah,
that's why they're always bragging about their bagels and their pizza. But no, you're actually right, because there's a possibility the taste of the water in New York City will change slightly over this 8 months because A, B, and C. But essentially they're using water sources that need to be, like, you know, very lightly treated, whereas, like, the reservoirs that are being shut down, there's not treatment. I mean, honestly, no one's going to notice. But, like the DEP put out this notice, like, just in case your bagels taste different. They didn't mention bagels, but yeah.
So a year from now, if your bagels taste different, you know You heard it here. Why?
Like, oh, that's why.
All right. Anything else you want to tell listeners about? We're speaking with Roger Hannigan Gilson, the Times Union Hudson Valley reporter.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, those were kind of the big stories of the last week and kind of what's coming up. Great talking to you.
Yes, it was great visiting, and we'll see you again or hear you again next Thursday too, right?
Yes, you will. It's a recurring thing now.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.